The word of God for our meditation this morning is written in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 through 32. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. In Christ Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a lover of fantasy books. When I was in college, I would just devour them, staying up way too late instead of studying. And part of what drew me to that genre of books is the battle of good and evil. That tussle between what is right and what is wrong. You see Gandalf standing on the bridge against that fiery demon. You cannot pass. And you feel the emotion as it seems as if evil wins and Gandalf gets pulled down. But then the final victory in the end, good over evil. Another part of that genre that I love is the magic, the power of words, the power of knowledge. And to be drawn into that idea that some words have more power than others. In our text, we see the battle of good and evil and the power of words. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, and he wrote to speak to the good in them. Now that good was not something that they had by nature. That good was the new man of faith that God had created in them. And he spoke and wrote to them to encourage that new man to take up the fight of good and evil. To take up a fight against themselves. That they would use their words for good and not evil. Our text begins, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. Words do have power. They actually have the power to reveal what is going on inside of us. Jesus said, out of the heart comes unwholesome speech. It's the power of words to reveal what is going on deep within us. That's not always good, is it? We use our words to hurt and maim. We use our words to tear down and belittle. We use our words to sin, to carry out evil. And that's why Paul had to write to the Ephesians and encourage that new man inside of them, that new man of faith, that he would not give up his battle against evil, but that he would be strengthened to carry on the fight. God would have you be strengthened by his powerful word this morning to carry on that fight, to put off the sinful use of our mouth, and instead to use it, as our text says, for what is good and necessary for edification. That word that is here translated edification, the Greek word actually means to build up. And Paul here is saying, use it for good, use it to build up rather than tear down. And then he even lists the way that we tear down, you know, bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, even malice. God would have you use your mouth to build up. But that's not natural to us. And so God has to build us up in this fight. And Paul reminds us at the very end of our text how God builds us up. He says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ forgave you." Christ forgave you. That's how God created that new man in you. He anointed you with His Holy Spirit in baptism, and He set a seal on you, as our text says, marking you for the day of redemption. Your sins are forgiven. And when Paul in our text speaks to the new man, and he says, return to your baptism. Put off that sinful nature, drown it in its waters, and rise to new life. God wants you to remember that you have been sealed in baptism. Often we forget about that, though, don't we? We get up in the morning and we go about our daily lives with little thought of what God has done for us. That He has marked us as His very own. He has sealed us for the day of redemption, the day of salvation. God has forgiven us. We are the redeemed. God wants us to live every day in the assurance of that new man of faith, that one day we're going to be in heaven. And so remember your baptism. Return to it daily and drown that enemy, that evil one inside of you, your sinful nature, so that the new man would daily arise and come forth. And use your words to build up. The great thing about God's grace in Jesus, His forgiveness, is that it's not only a possession that we have personally, it's a possession that we can share. Love for one another drives us to share it with each other. Our text even says, though, that our hearers may receive or be given grace. There is nothing greater you can say to someone than to tell them that their sins are forgiven in Jesus. Just think of the effect that that can have on a person's life. The man standing on the bridge ready to jump. Those words of forgiveness can be the matter of life and death. You know how much they buoy your spirits when things are tough. That's the effect that they can have on others. By God's grace, your words are powerful too. So are mine. And Christ has sent me here this morning to declare to you powerful words. And so by the authority of Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we are in a battle of good and evil. It's no fantasy. And we have powerful words. We are not left helpless in this battle. May God strengthen you in your faith. May He strengthen that new man inside of you so that good will prevail and your soul will be with God forever in heaven. May God grant you a richer measure of His Spirit to this end. To Him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. I invite you to turn to page 86, and if you want to follow along as I pray the collect, it's collect number 2. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the hymn.